back on, guys.
Back on.
First, gratitude to the CTN crew for child minding.
Always thank you to CTN.
We need to approve the minutes of July 24th.
I make a motion to approve those minutes.
There a second?
Second.
Second, any discussion on the minutes? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Done. Any other business to be done?
We do. Did you pass those down?
I did.
You did.
I did my job.
Do you have to worry about the dormant cases? It's on the agenda, I don't think so.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, if they don't follow up, a lot of times they get them and they don't contact us. And we send them a letter saying, you've got this much time to give us a questionnaire, they don't do it. And then we just close them, because it's just, they didn't do their due diligence. Again, they probably have their permits and they don't care.
No old business, I don't think?
No old business. New business were the stats, which I just shared with you. Kyle, did I give you that, one of those?
No, but I'll get it out. Did you want to go over it all, or anything?
No, I just, the chief was interested in like how we do everything. And if we do the resolved cases, which we do, so. So I'll give you.
I'll have copies of this new public act.
Yes.
You should, yeah.
Kyle wanted to share the.
Yeah, so the new public act, I think goes into effect October 1st.
Generally, they do.
Yep. This is the one that's going to, that affects the, that may affect the board. The disqualifying misdemeanors have now gone from 20 years down to 8 years. So that'll be, and again, that's more on the issuing authorities to understand that and then deal with that. Try not to laugh at Nancy right now, nothing personal. The other section that has been added in is, and it's under a new section, I guess, 4, is a misdemeanor violation in another state, a federal, tribal, or military court, or any foreign jurisdiction during the preceding 8 years, and this is the language I like, that a reasonable reviewer would believe to constitute, and you can read the rest, but any crime of violence against another person causing physical injury, any crime with extreme indifference to human life that creates a risk of serious physical injury, or with criminal negligence causes the death of another person, other than a motor vehicle, any crime that a physical threat or course of conduct causes another person to reasonably fear for such a person's safety, any crime involving engaging or inciting a riot, then the controlled substances, hallucinogenics as described in 21A to 40, other than less than 4 ounces of cannabis.
But a reasonable reviewer.
There you go. That's a great
language.
That is.
Psilocybin or nicotine?
Half an ounce.
So.
It's maybe?
I don't know. I can't see it. I don't see us getting a ton of extra denials by the towns over this. You may see a few, especially the border towns with New York and stuff. But it's not a, it's still very subjective language.
Yeah.
So I don't know if, you know, somebody appeals it. I don't know if it's our job as a reason. I don't know if we're going to be considered a reasonable reviewer to agree with the towns. You know, are we going to argue with the town's attorney? One thing that there was an ATF and SLFU training for gun dealers, and last week, and one thing the state brought up is we may be seeing more as a dealer when we run a NICS check to see if someone is qualified or eligible to have a firearm transferred to them, is we may see more temporary denials pop up, which I'm like, you know, because now they have to look into these other offenses that when they got their permit did not disqualify them, but now does disqualify them. So I don't know if it's almost like a retro. I shouldn't say retro. I don't know if it's a revocation. Are they going to revoke current permits because of this?
I.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
First, I can't speak for the state.
No, I know. I'm just. It's,
I would assume, because it has happened before, that if there is something that they find that does not make you eligible for a permit that's new, yes, the permit would be revoked.
Okay.
And maybe at the time of renewal, too?
I couldn't be that true.
Yeah, because they definitely rerun you when you go through the renewal process.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume that if you stay off the radar, then it just comes up during your renewal. But if you purchase, then it also gets run, you get temporarily disqualified and told to call the SLFU.
They need to call us.
There you go.
Just an FYI, it did pass. Again, I don't know. They use a reasonable reviewer term, which is interesting.
I'm afraid I know the answer to this question, but do they ever ask us for an opinion?
No.
We would have to when legislation comes up, we would have to proactively provide testimony.
Yeah.
We may be asked to provide testimony. In the past, when I'm sure Chris has had to proactively provide testimony to bills and things like that. But
do we even get notice when
you just have to pay attention.
Watch it.
That's what I was afraid to say.
No, you just have to pay attention to the case, to the...
Okay. Any other business?
No, ma'am.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.